You ever accidentally steal something? It's 99.7 DJX.
Almost. When my son was really little. And you know those, like, cart covers?
Mm-hmm.
Or in the, like, the child seat?
Yeah.
Well, when I was grocery shopping, he was, unbeknownst to me when my head was turned, picking a few more items.
Yeah.
To put in the cart.
Okay.
That I did not discover.
Okay.
Until I got to the car.
Oh.
Some of it being eyeshadow.
Oh.
Which wasn't really my shade.
Mm.
I appreciate the thought behind it when he was like one. But I had to walk back in there and return that.
Yeah, yeah. No, I get that. I get that.
Yeah.
You know, I remember there was a grocery store that used to be at the place where the Trader Joe's is now. They're in the Shelbyville Road Plaza. And they were closing. And I mean, there was a ton of people there because there was a ton of, like, there was basically like 75% off groceries, right?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So I waited in line with a huge cart of groceries. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to, you know, spend $100 on like $300 worth of groceries or something like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I get all the way up to the checkout. They check me out and I forgot my wallet. I was like, I don't have my wallet. And they're like, it's no worries. We'll just put your cart off to the side and you can go and get it and come back. Yeah. And I was like, all right, great. Cool. Thank you. So I leave and I decide, you know what? I'm not going to ever go back.
You didn't go back.
No, but about a day later, I reach into the coat pocket that I was, I had with me, and I guess I had grabbed a pair of sunglasses, or they had handed me back the sunglasses that I had bought, and after they scanned them, and I stuck them in my coat pocket, and so I realized I didn't actually pay for these. So, yeah.
That's fun.
So, you know, the Steve Irwin, he's the famous Australian, a conservationist.
Sure.
He passed away several years ago, but his son.
The crocodile hunter.
Yeah, his son, he's 21. He realized that he just dined and dashed accidentally. So he basically, like, stole food.
This place is the place to be in Coffs Harbour. It was packed. It's called the Jetty Pavilion. And I went in there.
Yeah, so he's there at Coffs Harbour there in New South Wales and stops at this restaurant.
And there was a lot of people who, you know, saw me and said g'day and wanted to have a photo and all that, which is all good. But it turned into a bit of a frenzy. It was a little bit of a flurry there for a minute.
He's so polite about the whole thing.
So polite.
And so they were so nice. They got the salad super fast. I made sure I said hi to absolutely everyone. Cheers. Thanks so much. Have a good night. See you later. And then the next morning I wake up and realize I never paid for my salad. I just did the old dine and dash, and I didn't even realize I'd done it. I felt terrible.
Yeah, so he shared that on Instagram, and he said, today is not the day I start my life in crime.
Oh, no. Oh, no. So, did he go back and make it right?
Well, he offered to Venmo them or provide his credit card details. And
yes, call them, pay over the phone.
The restaurant actually said, hey, thanks for the shout-out. And, you know, no worries. We got you this time. We appreciate you being honest. And actually, we'll name a salad after you. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's a fun turn of events.
Right, right. So, Robert Irwin, accidental thief, but he owns up to it in a kind of a cool way. So.
I don't think the rest of us could try that. Like, let's try the whole Robert Irwin go eat. Accidentally forget to pay, leave, and then call the restaurant after giving them a really great shout out on social media and say, oopsie daisies, and call back and then see if they name a salad after you and say it's fine.
Well, Kelly, if you or I go to a restaurant, we're not going to get mobbed like Robert Irwin did.
That's a true statement. That's the factor of the story.
Right.
That also would not be a part of any of our stories.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So that's where it would fall apart for us. But we'll post that up on Insta Stories at Ben and Kelly Show so you can see it on 99.7 DJX.